Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, Wowzer fans! Mindy here. And we know you have had some amazing teachers who have added a lot of wow to your world through the years. So, for Teachers Appreciation Week, we want to celebrate your teachers who wow! Tell us about a teacher who wows your world at tinkercast.com/teachers who wow for a chance to win your teacher a wow prize pack, including headphones and wow goodies for the whole class. That's tinkercast.com/teachers who wow to enter your teacher from now until May 3rd. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Oh, hey there, Mindy. Do you know what's up with all these flies? They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I invited them to Camp Wee Wow for Bug Week.
One just flew into my mouth. Get them away from me, Mindy.
Stop swatting at the flies, Guy Raz. You're going to hurt them.
Aw, come here, you little fly buddies. Everything's going to be okay. He didn't mean anything by that.
What in the...
Flies think you don't like them, Guy Raz.
Well, it's not that I don't like them. It's that I don't like them in my face.
Oh, what's that? Guy Raz, they say that you act like you're annoyed by them.
Well, I am annoyed by them.
They said that you yelled at them when they tried to hang out on the peach you were eating?
No, who wants flies on their food?
They said they don't feel welcome.
They're not welcome.
Guy Raz, it's Bug Week. What's Bug Week without the flies?
Okay, fine. But next week, they're out of here.
Good news, flies! Guy Raz says you're welcome to stay in his cabin all week long.
What?
And share his peaches, and his toothbrush, and his pillow, and his lunch, and his morning coffee, and his...
Mindy!
Camp Wee Wow is an awesome place. Physics, biology, and outer space. Science explores with our headquarters.
No, Dennis.
Here at Camp Wee Wow.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, G-Force.
Two, three, four.
Ah, Mindy, go!
Oh, yeah. That's the ticket.
Welcome to Camp Wee Wow, the invisible summer camp for science explorers everywhere. I'm your camp counselor, Guy Raz.
And I just swallowed a fly.
What?
I mean, I'm Mindy. Campers, it is Bug Week, inspired by our Wow in the World episode, The Karate Kickin' Cockroach. And if you missed it, just go back and listen to yesterday's Camp Wee Wow.
Now, before we get started with camp for today, please listen carefully as Dennis shares some tips and tricks for bugging your friends and loved ones.
Ahem. Attention campers! As you may know, I'm not really a bug person, but I do love to bug other persons. Here are my top three tips on how to annoy or bug just about anyone you know. Tip number one. The ABC rule. Always be complaining. Find a way to make every conversation something you can complain about. Seriously? Every conversation? I can't believe I have to complain about every conversation. That's too many conversations. See what I did there? It's easy. Tip number two. Talk loudly. When in doubt, double your volume. The best way to get on someone's nerves is to burst their eardrums. And tip number three, details, details, details. When you're telling a story, include dozens of small details like, what were you wearing? What was the weather? And what did did you have for breakfast? Can't remember all the details? Make them up! What was the dew point that morning? How long did it take for you to tie your shoes? Too many details will make your friends bug out and run for the hills. That's it for now. Dennis, over and out.
All right, thanks, Dennis. Now, let's head over to the auditorium to get going with today's camp activity.
And while we're walking over, the Wow Cow has a special fact to share with you.
Moo-woo! Thank you. Hello, campers. Camp Wee-Wow mascot the Wow Cow back at you with another fact that will wow your world. Did you know that housefly tongues are 10 million times more sensitive than human tongues? And they taste with their feet? I could try tasting with my feet, but I don't think I'll have any luck. Thank you. And now, a word from our sponsors. Camp Wee Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for Moo.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to camp. All right, campers, welcome to the Artatorium. Since it's Bug Week, Camp Counselor Guy Raz and I are going to teach you how to build a bug.
To build our bugs, we're going to need some materials. Cardboard tubes, pipe cleaners, beads, and of course, these googly eyes could all be helpful.
You might want to create an existing bug, like a species of beetle, ant, or even butterfly. Or you can create an entirely new bug with an entirely new name.
Just remember, whichever bug you create, you want to give it a head, a thorax.
Oh, that's the middle section of the bug where you might find legs and wings.
And an abdomen.
That's the part that your bug might poop out of.
Among other things.
You may also want to include a pair of antennas, a mustache, and a tiny unicorn horn.
Okay, well, ready to get started, Mindy?
You know it.
Great. Okay, so for our bug, the first step is to take out our pipe cleaners. Mindy, did you bring the pipe cleaners?
I've got something even better, Guy Raz. How about some loose pipes that I found in Cabin 5?
Loose pipes? What are you doing with those things, Mindy? They're dangerous. You could have just said you forgot the pipe cleaners. Cabin 5 needs those pipes for water and plumbing.
That's what the outhouses are for, Guy Raz. Where's that outdoorsy spirit?
I don't know. You might want to check Cabin 5.
All right, so we have the pipes, and we've got the beads and the googly eyes and some other junk. Now, let's build a bug.
Well, Mindy, we were supposed to put the beads onto the pipe cleaners. I don't think we're going to be able to fit these tiny beads over these huge pipes.
Well, let's just glue them on. I'm sure we've got some glue somewhere in the auditorium. Let me take a look around here. Bedazzled boogers, and nope. Ingrown toenails, no. Shredded top secret documents. It's got to be here somewhere.
Shredded top secret documents?
Oh, found it. Here's some glue, Guy Razi.
Oh, thanks, Mindy. Okay, and now we just stick the bead onto the pipe?
I guess so. Ooh, ta-da! It's beautiful, Guy Raz.
Well, it just looks like a bathroom pipe with a couple of beads stuck on it.
But if you take off your glasses, it looks exactly like a cockroach.
There is no way anyone could confuse this with a cockroach. Let me take off my glasses. Wait a second. It actually does.
Well, howdy there, there, campers. It's your old Grandma G-Force here down at the mess hall. And today I'm gonna show you how to make my world-famous recipe for a little mix I like to call Hot Hoppers. Now, Hot Hoppers is a trail mix. It's a good little snack to chew on before you have a wrestling match. And what you're gonna need for your Hot Hoppers is some edible bugs. I like to get a bag of mixed bugs, some roasted grasshoppers, some honey mustard crickets, and some spicy silkworms. You're gonna put these in a big bag here. I'm just gonna dump them all in. Whoop, we got a live one. Get out of here. Run for your life. Okay, next thing you're gonna do is you're gonna grab the spiciest hot sauce you can find. I have my own special recipe, my Grandma G-Force 5-Alarm sauce. I'm just gonna dump it in like this. Just don't be shy, just dump it in, dump. Okay, next thing you're gonna wanna do is toss in some raisins. Why? I don't know. Just dumping in the raisins, and then you're gonna take the bag and you're gonna shake it up. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh, we got them. They're falling out everywhere. You gotta seal up the top. Shake it, 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 shake it. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to catch my breath here. Okay, final step. Now, this is a secret ingredient. You're gonna wanna get a spicy grandma to get in the bag, because every trail mix needs at least one kind of nut. That's what I like to say. I'm just gonna crawl into the bag here. Gonna get in, getting in the bag. Oh, that's good. And there you go, campers. You got your trail mix, Hot Hoppers. What? That's the end. Now get out of here. Get. Where are you? Go. Get out of here. Got some eating to do.
Well, campers, we tried to build some bugs today, but as it turns out, pipe cleaners are much easier to use than plumbing pipes when you're trying to create your creepy crawlers.
So when you get back to your cabins, you'll want to look for some pipe cleaners, beads, googly eyes, and other bits of stuff, and use these materials to build your bugs.
Get tinkering, campers, and don't forget to send us photos and videos of your bugs. Grown-ups, you can send those bugs to tinkercast.com/share.
And after you've built your bug, give us a call at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW with a story of a time that you found a bug in an unexpected place.
Who knows? Your story might just be shared at our campfire on Friday.
Well, that's all for today, campers. Until next time, who wows?
We wow!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.